KFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, Campus and Community Radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
How's it going tonight, folks? Hope you are all doing amazing. Gonna try to warm you up with a little bit of rock and roll tonight. Let's get at it. It's that Doom Charts time again. They released their Paration List, which is like basically the contributors to Doom Charts give the albums that they haven't been able to stop listening to that didn't make the Doom Charts. And there was a great Canadian band on there this time called Hexen Bane out of Nanaimo, BC, with an independent release called Diablo's Prison. So we're going to listen to Diablo's Prison, the full album. It's about 23 minutes long. So we're going to do that right off the bat. So we're going to hear Diablo's Prison. That's the title track. It's the first one. Then we're going to go into Everything is Bad. And then Stick and Stones. And then The Dirge. And finish it all off with Resurrection of Evil. And then we'll be back. So again, Doom Charts, great site. Check it out. Doomcharts.com. If you love metal, if you love music, it's a great collection of amazing people putting together a great collection of amazing music. So check it out, doomcharts.com. This is Diablo's Prison by Hexen Bane out of Nanaimo, BC. Let's get at it on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Oh, hell yeah. You can probably tell why this made the Doom Charts paration list. It's got that old school vibe of like, you can hear some Sabbath in there. And then there's even like there's everything in there from back in the 70s with a nice new influence. I love it. I'm so glad I came across this album on Doom Charts. Found so much amazing music. So like I said, go check out doomcharts.com. Give them some love. That was Hex and Bane with their album, Diablo's Prison. They're at Nanaimo, BC. Show them some love too. Independent music on an independent radio station. Let's go. So next we're going to kick it in to some Pale Horse Ritual. It's a band out of like the GTA area. Great group of dudes. They're from a couple other bands. One of them's from Cannabis, which I've played on the station before. So they're going out and about, and I wanted to support them because they're a great bunch of dudes. So we're going to listen to some Pale Horse Ritual next. We're going to hear some Morning Star, and then we're going to kick it into Bad Love. And then I'll be back to talk to you about a show that's coming up in March. So let's get into some Pale Horse Ritual here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. yeah, back after some Pale Horse Ritual with Morningstar and then Bad Love. I love Pale Horse Ritual. They got such an occulty 70s vibe, and I dig it. I love that old school sounds. I can't get enough of it. But like I said before, I'm going to tell you about a little show coming up. In March, on the 13th, at the Mansion, there's going to be one hell of a show coming up. It's going to be loud. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be in your face. If you like a great time, get out there on March 13th at the Mansion. It's going to be Sam, their tour, and they're going to be supported by Blood Moon Occultation and then Visions of Atonement. So it's going to be a great night. It's put on by Riff Mountain with support by Black Throne Productions. So you can get your tickets online now. The event is posted on Facebook. It's also on Instagram. So check it out. So we're going to listen to a tune from each of the bands here now. We're going to hear Ifrit by Sam. And then we're going to hear Coffin Birth by Blood Moon Occultation. And then Avarice Within by Visions of Atonement. So I hope you guys enjoy. These guys are all coming to Kingston March 13th. So check them out if you enjoy. Let's get into it here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Oh yeah, back after some Ifrit by Sam, and then some Coffin Birth by Blood Moon Occultation, and then Avarice Within by Visions of Atonement. You can catch those three bands March 13th at the Mansion. The doors are at 7 p.m., put on by Riff Mountain with support from Black Throne Productions. So, like I said before, go to Facebook, check that out if you want to get tickets. They are cheaper ahead of time than at the door. So, yeah, I hope to see you there. I'll be there checking out an awesome show. There's lots of great shows coming up this year. that I will be telling you about. I'm going to make a big list this week and sit down, and we're going to talk about them next week. So I hope you're ready. And so to finish off the show this week, it's another international band. This one's called Weed Eater. And I was actually introduced to these guys while I was in Toronto. Aux did a cover of this song, and it's so grimy and sludgy, and I love it. And Grime Pup from Aux, if you're listening, you nailed the cover, brother. You nailed it. Your vocals are so grimy and sludgy. I love them. I want to hear more of them on the next Aux album. Tell Randy Lynn, tell Chris, tell everybody that Josh says we need more Grime Pup growls. So to finish off the night tonight, we're going to listen to Monkey Junction by Weed Eater. I'm sending this one out to Grime Pup from Aux. You're killing it, brother. Love you guys. Keep an eye on Aux. They're going to go places. They are amazing. So here's some Weed Eater with Monkey Junction to finish off the night. Thank you for listening to the Maple Forge this week on CFRC 101.9 FM. Have a rockin' week, guys.
Maybe I'll just head home. Oh. that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Are you looking for a summer or part-time job? On Tuesday, January 28th, over 40 employers will be in Bartlett Gym in Mitchell Hall. All Queen's students from all programs and years are invited. All students who attend will be entered into a draw for a $50 gift card to the Great Lakes Museum. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
G-A-M-M-A-K-R.